be a fun week, Fred. We have, obviously, as you said, our final race day, but there's lots going on. We have our season-ending award winners that we're going to have presentations to. We have a concert after the races and a charity barbecue. Popular local country sensation Owen Wrigling Band is going to play here, and that's a free concert. So if you come to the races, stay and have that. And we have a charity barbecue for the Hanover Public Library with them getting all the proceeds of the barbecue. So, you know, it's going to be a fun day. Come at 1:30 and stay till, you know, 7:30 at night.
Sometimes, Steve, you get to the final week of the season at Hanover Raceway, and there's a lot up for grabs competitively in terms of driver of the year, trainer of the year, that sort of thing. Is everything in order, everything in place this year?
You know what? It's still, there's three awards that are still up for grabs. Driver of the year is still up for grabs in terms of dash-winning driver. Bob McClure has a three-race lead over three other gentlemen that he's going to try to maintain. So that's going to be interesting to watch. The top percentage and top winning trainer awards, they're very much up for grabs as well. A couple of gentlemen are in the battle for that. So, you know, but we've made some decisions on certain things. Horse of the Year, Claimer of the Year, the Bud Fritz Rising Star Award. We know the winners of those. We just don't want to announce them quite yet.
We're with Steve Fitzsimmons, general manager of Hanover Raceway. Their final card is set for Saturday afternoon. On the season, Steve, is this a climax or is this after the climax of your season? Because you have huge races with Dream of Glory and Balanced Image just before the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, we've certainly had a run of, you know, lots of big stakes action and sire stakes and different things going on. So, you know, this is a pretty normal race card this week as far as, you know, the usual horses that we might have in lieu of those types of weeks where we have some of the best stakes horses in the province here. So yeah, it's sort of the calm after the storm, if you will. But you know what? We're so grateful for everyone that supports our racetrack, both the fans and the horse people that send the horses to race week in, week out. So we're looking forward to having a solid race card this week.
Steve, let's talk about the support that you've got. Tell me about the differences that you've seen this year to last year, or maybe this year to 2 years ago at the racetrack when you've gone to either no fans or limited fan attendance, that sort of thing.
Well, I think there's certainly a hesitancy of people to come back in big numbers. So we've been averaging probably about half maybe of what we maybe normally would have in terms of fans in the past. But that said, people have been betting us strongly, and this will be come in as our second best wagering season in the last 30 years. So we're quite pleased about that, and with last year being our best. So the support has been there from a wagering perspective, and you know, I think people have been telling us that they've been watching us from home, enjoying us, and some of those people are just not quite ready to come back until, you know, they don't have to wear any mask, they don't have to have any restrictions sort of thing. And, you know, we respect and understand that. And so we think, you know, eventually there'll be a boost for us when we get back to what we call the new normal, I suppose. But, you know, there's definitely been people that have stayed away. But we have had some very boisterous crowds, but just in smaller numbers, you know, somewhere in the 300 to 400 range usually per week.
We're with Steve Fitzsimmons. Last couple of questions for the general manager of Hanover Raceway. The new normal, do you have a projected date? What do you hear? What do you sense from your own standpoint? And what maybe are you being told from the racing commissions, et cetera?
You know what? I don't have any sense of that. And really, obviously, the government has changed how raceways are going to operate next week when our races are already over, in terms of everyone has to be vaccinated with the with proof of vaccination to go to the racetrack. So, you know, I'm just as glad to maybe not have to deal with that whole thing after, you know, on the 22nd. But who knows how long that's going to be in effect, or if that's going to be something we have to deal with next year. But yeah, I'm just as glad I don't have to, you know, have more staff and more issues to deal with all of that. And certainly, you know, there's people that are going to complain about that and not come as a result of that as well. And, you know, I'm just as happy not to have to deal with that.
Finally, Steve, how gratified are you both with the race product on the track and the operation of running a business of Hanover Raceway, with the way that you've been able to adapt based on what you've been dealt over the last 2 years, like many industries?
Well, it's definitely been an adjustment, and you know, I obviously was not the general manager prior when we had what we would call normal, I guess. So I don't have something to sort of compare to as far as experience it myself, as other than from a customer perspective. But you know what? We've done our very best to pivot and to provide our the best race product we can to entertain people with our product at home. We've certainly heard that it's among the best in the province from our customers, so we're really grateful that they feel that way about it. And, you know, when we get back to a different level of normal, we're going to be happy to welcome every possible person that we can back to the track. But we certainly respect people's opinion about how they feel about coming back at this point or not. And we're just happy they're able to enjoy it in some form, whether it's at home or at the track.
Well, Steve, have a great day on Saturday and all the best as you move towards 2022.
Thank you, Fred. Appreciate it.